Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio is now open in session pursuant to adjournment. Master Commissioner Robert Mayer presiding.
Please be seated. Could we have the door closed back there? No, thanks. The first case to be heard this morning is number 2009-316. Fogg Akron Associates versus Summit County Board of Revision. The appellant is Fogg Akron. Mr. Petkovic, please present your argument.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This cause and matters before the court pursuant to a decision from the Board of Tax Appeals involving a 97,000 square foot commercial building in Summit County, Ohio. The salient portion of the facts are as follows. The taxpayer filed a complaint with regard to the valuation of the property for the tax year 2003. There was a hearing conducted in 2004 where the Board of Revision of Summit County made an independent determination of value with regard to the subject property, wherein it reduced the value from $3,222,000 in round numbers to $2,499,870. Included in the addendum of the or appendix of the appellant's brief is a copy of a valuation change notice sent by the fiscal officer of Summit County to the taxpayer. Now, Summit County is a non-statutory county in terms of its government, has a fiscal officer in lieu of an auditor. In this particular instance, the tax bills came out for 2005, made numerous calls and attempts to get the county to look at the valuation that it certified for 2004, which was $2,499,000. Not being successful at that, I filed a complaint with the Board of Revision, at which time we presented evidence that there was no significant change in the property.
Let me ask you, the complaint was for tax year 2000, which year?
The original complaint was for 2003. They had a hearing in 2004. In September of 2004, they certified the value.
But the tax year at issue, directly at issue in this case is it 05?
2005.
Okay.
Now, our position was at the Board of Revision that if they were going to do a percentage increase on the triennial update, which was 5%, I believe, that should have been applied to the merit decision that the Board of Revision made in 2004. So the value for 2004 was $2.5 million in round numbers.
What was the update year in Summit County?
2005 was the first year of an update. Okay. So in essence, what we were looking at is the fact that I believe that Board of Revision decision, having been made late in the year of 2005, didn't get certified or didn't get acted upon by the fiscal officer with regard to the 2005 tax year. You know, you're only 3 months away from tax lien date 2005, and they came out with a merit decision. And that was taken to the Board of Tax Appeals. The Board of Tax Appeals said there was no evidence. Now, essentially what this matter involves is the idea of carrying forward a merit decision of the Board of Revision itself with regard to a one-year period. Now, this court has dealt with instances where a sale of property can be found evidentiary as far out as 3 years in the future. In this particular instance, you had a $2.5 million in round number value for 2004. The decision the Board of Revision determination doesn't even relate to the action of the Board of Revision some 2.5 months prior to the tax lien date.
So the argument you're presenting here this morning is what I think of as the continuing complaint argument, that the value that was found for the value that was found on the tax year 2003 complaint should have been carried forward to 2005. Is that the argument?
or should have been the basis for any determination made with regard to the triennial
okay.
update. And the reason is this court in the recent Polaris case indicated the Board of Tax Appeals is subject to the Ohio Administrative Code. And if you look at the Ohio Administrative Code, it's pretty specific in terms of if the county auditor is going to do a triennial update, which involves no appraisal process whatsoever, he can increase or decrease the valuations by a uniform percent or amount. And the word is uniform in there. In this particular instance, it wasn't uniform. Now, if you're going to have a value of $2.5 million in round numbers for 2004, the administrative code would dictate if you are going to do that class of property, i.e. the commercials, and you're going to apply a uniform percentage, what should that percentage be applied to?
I see. So there's a relationship. I saw the argument in your brief as being focused on these percentages, the idea of a percentage right. increase for the update. And you're saying that's related to this continuing complaint argument.
Well, it should be related to the assessment rolls in the county. 571519 is fairly specific in terms of the carry forward provision. This court has decided that if you file a new complaint, that cuts it off. Now, what we're talking about is the evidentiary basis or lack thereof that the Board of Tax Appeals found. And in essence, what we're saying is that at page 3 of the Board of Tax Appeals decision, they say, we will make our, since it's submitted on the record, we will make our own independent determination, which this course, the court has repeatedly said in a string of cases, that shouldn't be some cursory review. The Board of Tax Appeals should, in fact, review the record. What they did was revert to the Board of Revision decision, or in essence, the fiscal officer's decision.
Well, now
the fiscal officer himself had certified a value significantly lower than that.
Let me ask you about the record in the case. Now, there's a mention of 17% as opposed to 5%.
Right.
But what is the state of the record with respect to the update and what percentages were used? There really isn't anything in the record about that, is there?
Not in terms of the percentage that the county used on its triennial update. They took the previous values and they updated them by a factor, which was not 17%. The best we can determine was approximately 5%.
But the record doesn't show that. You would agree that the record
right.
doesn't actually show that.
What we did submit was evidence showing that there was no significant change in either the operation of the property, the economics of the property, or the leasing of the property, and that it was very much the same condition as it was 3 months prior when the Board of Revision made its merit decision. A decision neither the school board nor the taxpayer appealed.
And
became final by operation of law sometime in October.
Okay, so that was the merits decision on the original 2003 tax year complaint.
Yes, sir. Now, this court has ruled in the Cummings case that a sale of property is a prima facie type of evidentiary item. And in this particular instance, why would not a merit decision 2.5 months prior to tax lien date not carry some prima facie evidentiary weight? In this particular instance, the Board of Tax Appeals did a whitewash on it and just threw that out and said, well, since you haven't had an appraisal on this property, and that's not what we were talking about, and that was not the issue before the Board of Revision. This court and Cleveland Municipal School District versus Cuyahoga County Board of Revision, 2005 Ohio 2285, criticized the Board of Tax Appeals and County Boards of Revision with regard to this idea of carrying something forward and what you should do with it. In this particular instance, the Board of Tax Appeals, I think, ignored the history of this property and certainly didn't even look at what had happened with regard to a merit decision 2.5 months prior to the tax lien.
Let me ask you about that, too. The state of the record with, you know, we're dealing with your complaint, the complaint that you filed for the 2005 tax year.
Yes, sir.
What's the state of the record on the 2005 complaint with respect to the proceedings under the 2003 complaint? Is that in the record, or?
Yes, we noted to them, they understood, they had copies of the determination they made in 2004.
When you say they, the Board,
the Board of Revision. Excuse me. You know, and in this instance, the Board of Tax Appeals, even, I think, even refused to look at what had transpired with regard to the valuation of this property. There's certainly no evidence or nothing you can point to in the statutory transcript from the county or in the county records themselves that show where they got this $2.9 million number. The original 2003 decision reduced it from $3.2 million to $2.5 million in round numbers. And then all of a sudden, this $2.970 million pops up.
Well, isn't it the central problem, though, isn't it's the burden of the complainant and the appellant of the Board of Tax Appeals to prove its case. And we've got a record here that really doesn't show the percentages, the percentage variance that you're referring to, and that probably isn't complete on the 2003 complaint. So, I mean, isn't there a problem with the appellant having proven its case?
Well, I don't believe so. As late as October the 8th of this year, the Board of Tax Appeals had a case where people purchased a residential property, tore down the house, put a new house on it. The county took the original land and improvement value and then stacked the new improvements on top of that. The Board of Tax Appeals ordered the county to send old assessment records and base this decision on those old assessment records. And that's a decision that just came out of this court. This case is just the opposite. They ignored the old assessment records and what the Board of Revision had done in the case before it. I think the board kind of gave this a Dutch wash and let it go out the door. In essence, what we're looking at is if the Board of Revision value is $2,499,870 for 2004, and it wasn't appealed by the taxpayer or the Board of Education, how does the auditor and the fiscal officer, in this instance, and the Board of Revision ignore it if they used a uniform increase on the triennial? And if you look at the Ohio Administrative Code, which certainly would govern this type of activity, it is pretty specific when it says the auditor may increase or decrease the valuation of a property by a uniform percentage or amount. And there is no uniform percentage or amount here. And if they would have reappraised it, which the auditor certainly could do, there would be a requirement that the auditor send out a notice 30 days prior to the tax lien date. And there was no such notice sent out here. So what you have is a situation where I believe personally, because of the lateness of the BOR decision, it didn't get worked through fiscal officer's system. No, and certainly the Board of Education, you know, would argue that there's no proof whatsoever, and logic would dictate if you have a decision, merit decision, 2.5 months before the tax lien date, that should be accorded some evidentiary weight, and to find that none exists in the face of that, I think is unreasonable and unlawful. I'd like to reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Petkovic. Mr. Seed.
Good morning. I'm David Seed, attorney for Appley Akron Board of Education. I think there's an important fact to clear up. Appellant is correct. There was a tax year 2003 complaint that was resolved by the Board of Revision in calendar year 2004, not 2005. In calendar year 2005, the fiscal office conducted a triennial update. The decision did not come out 2.5 months before the auditor fiscal office. It came out over a year in advance of the fiscal office setting their value for tax year 2005.
And therefore, that case was actually not pending at any time during the tax year 2005?
Correct. There's no evidence that it was pending for 2005 tax year or even during calendar year 2005. I believe appellant has attached a letter or notice with his notice of appeal to purportedly came from the fiscal office. I'm not sure it's even in the transcript and should probably be stricken from the record. In any event, it's goes to our point that it was a 2004, it was a calendar year 2004 determination. And for tax year 2005, the fiscal office, in his prerogative, set the value of the property in compliance with Ohio law. Appellant filed a complaint with the Board of Revision challenging the valuation of the property. Appellant came to the Board of Revision, brought with it a tax consultant, William McVeigh, who presented evidence of some kind to the Board of Revision. The Board of Revision affirmed, did not change the fiscal office's value. Appellant appealed the decision to the Board of Tax Appeals. Appellant presented no evidence to the Board of Tax Appeals, did not even file a brief with the Board of Tax Appeals, and here we are today. I think the record at the BTA details the credibility the BTA found with Mr. McVeigh's evidence, and I won't waste your time to go into that. You can read for that in the BTA's record. The line of cases such as Columbus Board of Education versus Franklin County or Cleveland Municipal School District deal with a continuing complaint. Here we don't have a continuing complaint, and even if we did, appellant, by filing a complaint and seeking a value at the Board of Revision and having an opportunity to present evidence at the Board of Tax Appeals, had cut off any continuing complaint.
What about the contention that the update value is so significantly higher than the value that had been previously found?
Yes, there is a value set for tax year 2003, and the fiscal office set a value for 2005 that's higher. I have no explanation as to why the fiscal office set a higher value. They have the prerogative under the law to set values in a triennial update regardless of a prior Board of Revision or Board of Tax Appeals or Common Pleas Court decision. There's nothing in the record as to the percentage of increase or for that taxing district or how they came to that amount. And in any event, that's the purpose of the Board of Revision hearing, is to challenge that valuation. I think under the law established in the two cases I just mentioned, if there had been a continuing complaint, if the 03 case had been resolved in 05, 06, or even today, those cases indicate that you would file or send a letter to the auditor's office to ask that the valuation be carried forward or that there be a continuing complaint. Or you would file a mandamus action. By filing the complaint for tax year 2005, the appellant was seeking an alternative valuation and did not present credible, competent, and probative evidence to prove its case. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Seed. Mr. Petkovic, you've reserved 2 minutes and 17 seconds for rebuttal.
Well, first of all, I think that it's a captious argument that file a mandamus action. I don't think that that's exhausting your administrative remedies. Certainly in the Supreme Court's decision of Oberlin Manor in 1994, which was Supreme Court case number 92-1489, it involved not only that type of issue, but also whether or not you could get damages because the county auditor refused to refund the taxes from subsequent years. Justice Pfeiffer, in his dissent, indicated he thought there should be damages because he thought pretty much, as the court indicated in its decision, that it can be argued that RC 5715-19D is self-actuating and that the county auditor should have automatically applied to subsequent years the trinium, the decision, etc. I see my time is almost up. In this particular instance, how can the Board of Tax Appeals say, and I would agree with Mr. Seed, if there were not one very salient linchpin in this case. And that's the merit decision of the Summit County Board of Revision in September of 2004. And the letter that the notice, that, which is Exhibit A, that the fiscal officer sent out says, please be advised of the change in the market value of your property. The reason for this change is listed under description of value. If you require additional information, please contact the Summit County Fiscal Office, Auditor Division, and their phone number. And it says from to $2,499,870. That's the number that should have gone on the tax rolls in 2004. And if the auditor was going to do a triennial update using a uniform percentage as provided for in the administrative code and use a uniform percentage increase, then that uniform percentage increase should have been applied to that certified value.
Now, this document that you're referring to, the one called Value Change Notice, mm-hmm. it's attached to your brief here. When was it presented below? Was it presented
yes,
to the board?
Yes, we had this at the Board of Revision.
At the Board of Revision?
Yes, at the Board of Revision hearing.
So it's in the transcript somewhere from the Board of Revision?
I don't know if it's in the transcript or not, Your Honor, and I haven't checked to see if it
okay.
was.
Okay.
But I know I had it in my hot little hand at the Board of Revision. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Petkovic. This case will be submitted, and the court will advise the parties of its decision. Parties of its decision. Parties of its decision.